92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
You know, normally an escape room would be a bad thing on a first date.
I would go with always, not normally.
Unless you're the person who put your date in the escape room, then you're probably having a good date and they're having a bad one. Either way, escape room always sounds kind of weird to me for a first date.
Yeah, extremely.
But that's exactly where Nick took his date, Taylor, and now she's not calling him back.
Yeah, because no one can get a hold of her. What is going on?
Nick, that's really all you put in your email, and I don't know what an escape room is. Do I need to alert the authorities?
No, they're actually amazing.
Wait, what's amazing?
Escape rooms.
What is an escape room? It sounds like you have some girl handcuffed in your basement to me.
No, it's not like that. An escape room is basically a game that you play with like 8 to 10 people. You go inside, they lock the door behind you, and there are clues that you have to figure out in order to get out.
Okay. That's a lot more innocent than what I thought you were originally emailing about.
Yeah, it's a little nerdy if you think about it. You have to solve clues in succession, and once you solve one, it opens up the clues to another, and another puzzle, and so on and so forth. And finally, within this like 45 minutes to an hour time, you get to get out.
So did you meet this girl at the escape room, or did you meet her somewhere else and tell her you were going to take her to an escape room?
So I had about 8 of my buddies who were going to go, and one of my good friends has a girlfriend who was like, I want to do that, and brought one of her girlfriends. So unexpectedly, I thought it was just going to be 8 of us. It was 10. And that's where I met Taylor, in the middle of the escape room.
Sounds sexy. I mean, it is kind of like today's version of laser tag is kind of what it is, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, so how was the chemistry with you guys while you're trying to escape the room? Was she crying? Were you crying?
We're never going to get out.
There was a lot of panic, but I really was attracted to her immediately. She had this like amazing laugh, and she like jumped straight into it. Like, you can't be shy in these things. You got to be bold and really like go after things. And she was so energetic about it. We kind of like went off in our own like nerd way and started solving more puzzles than most people. So,
okay. And I mean, was it clear that you were into her, that you were hitting on her?
I think so. Yeah, I was definitely like zooming in on like just hanging out with her. So
you cornered her in an escape room.
I locked her up, basically. Yeah.
No!
That was the only option.
All right, how did the rest of the day go? Did you end up getting her number and all that?
Well, yeah. I did get her number, but it was kind of weird. Like, about 30 minutes in, you know, time's running out, and randomly, my really close friend and his girlfriend started getting into a full-on argument off in the corner. They're like yelling. They're like, you know.
That's awesome.
I could see how an escape room could cause an argument. What were they fighting about anyway?
We don't actually know what they were arguing about, but it got really awkward for everyone because they're essentially screaming at each other and just alienating themselves from everyone else. So we were really trying to get out of that room.
You were really trying to escape.
Like, there's like actual claw marks on the walls.
It's the hardest you've ever worked to escape from one of your escape room parties.
Exactly.
So what did that, I mean, that led to you getting her phone number while your friends were fighting?
Yeah.
Taylor and I were on the same team regarding like wanting to, you know, diffuse the situation and break up the fight. So I went and talked to my buddy, and Taylor went and talked to her friend just to make sure that, you know, they were on other side of the room or of the corner. So
you guys were like the heroes of the escape room together.
I like to think so. Yeah, we absolutely were. So all right. And we were successful.
So you guys diffused the situation.
Definitely. And then I asked her if she wanted to get a drink afterwards to kind of celebrate our chivalry, I guess.
Oh, attaboy.
And did she say yes?
She did. Yeah. We actually ended up going and getting a drink pretty close by, and we kind of bonded over the fight. And the two of us were talking about how we would never do anything like that in public, and like we're kind of like embarrassed that they would even do that.
So basically you were saying, if we were a couple, we'd never be like that couple. They suck.
Basically. Yeah, exactly.
Did you end with a kiss?
We didn't end with a kiss. She said she had to leave because she works early. So I just thought like it wasn't necessarily a date. So I wasn't sure if it was appropriate to kiss her on the first date.
That's a good point.
How many times have you tried to call her since your little escape room fiasco?
I've called her like 2 or 3 times now.
And nothing.
Nothing, no. I even like talked to my buddy to see what was going on. He was trying to stay out of it. He was like, you know, this is all on you. You figure it out. So,
wow, good friend.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I don't know why that chick won't call you back. Dude, figure it out yourself. By the way, can you help me out with my argument with my girlfriend?
Yeah,
all right, well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
All right, thanks.
Okay, I'm already a better friend than yours. All right, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
You guys ever remember the game 7 Minutes in Heaven?
Oh, yeah.
People would play that as kids. I never played it. I had this uncle that was always trying to get me to do it, but I always said no.
I'm glad you did.
It's a party game where people lock themselves in the closet for 7 minutes and whatever happens, happens, I guess. I never really did actually play it as a kid. That's because I had a bad childhood. But could have been because of that uncle. Who knows? All these are different stories for different times.
Yeah,
what we're talking about right now is the second date update. And Nick, who's on the phone to do a second date update right now, played a really long game of 7 minutes in heaven with the girl he wants to call today because they were locked for like 45 minutes in an escape room together. I think that's kind of similar, right, Nick?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, except for there's a group of people with you.
Yeah, right?
Which makes it a little bit more awkward.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
If you're just joining us for the second date update today, Nick is on the phone, and he met the girl he wants to call today in an escape room. I guess that's where a group of people get together, and then they play games to try to figure out how to escape from a room and see if they can do it in a certain amount of time. They met there, and then there was an awkward moment when a couple of their friends got in a fight with each other, a boyfriend and girlfriend, and then the two of them, Nick and Taylor, went over and saved the day and talked them down. Mm-hmm. And then ended up at drinks, had a few drinks, some laughs, and then Taylor left, and now she's not calling Nick back, and he has no idea why.
You can't think of anything that you did wrong or that would have been awkward besides that fight?
Yeah, no, other than the fight. We had a really, really fun time, and we clicked.
All right, well, I'll dial her phone number right now, see if we can get her on the phone and get your second date update. You ready?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Taylor, please?
Yeah, this is her.
Hey, Taylor, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm good.
Good. Are you familiar with the radio show?
I mean, I've heard of it.
Cool. Have you ever heard us do something called a second date update?
No.
You haven't? Okay. Well, I'll tell you what it is. Good. It's where if you go out on a date with somebody, right, and then end up not calling them after, they email us to see if we can get you on the phone and find out what went wrong. So you recently met a dude, and now you're not calling him back, and he asked us for help.
Oh. Wow. Okay, that's really awkward.
I'll say some names to you, and you tell me if they ring a bell. Milt. Have you gone out with a Milt lately?
What?
No.
How about Chester?
We haven't talked to Chester or Milt.
No Chesters, no Milts. What about a Nick?
Yes.
That'd be the one.
Okay.
Surprise.
Nick. It would be more shocking, actually, if it was Chester.
I know. Nick told us about how he met you at that escape room and shared some drinks with you and thought that he was going to see you again, but now you're not calling him back, and he's wondering why.
Oh, wow. This is very weird.
The way he painted the picture is that you guys had a delightful time together.
Yeah, I guess so.
That doesn't sound like a ringing endorsement. I suppose it was fine. Was there something that Nick did wrong?
No, there's nothing he did.
He told us about your friends getting into a fight in the escape room, the boyfriend and girlfriend. Was that the awkward thing that somehow made you not want to go out with him?
Oh, he told you about that?
Well, he said that a couple of your friends got into an argument, and then the two of you went over to try to help smooth things out. Like, you talked to his girlfriend, and he talked to his friend, and then everything was good.
That's all he said?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, like, a really awkward situation. I don't know if I should talk about it.
Is it awkward for your friends or for Nick?
Mostly for my friends. Yeah, okay. And me.
Really?
Oh, and you.
It was awkward for me.
So awkward for everybody, and you know what? Our show specializes in awkward, so I think that you should tell us.
I don't know.
Well, more importantly than us, how about Nick? Because Nick really wants to know why you're not calling him back.
Okay, the thing is, like, I kind of lied to Nick when I was out with him.
Whoa. You lied to him about what?
about why our friends were fighting.
Well, didn't he know why they were fighting?
No, he did not.
So why were they fighting? Like, for real, not the lie part.
Basically, they were fighting because the guy was texting me and his girlfriend found out about it.
Wait,
what?
We mean like texting you like he was trying to make you a side piece or something? Like, what do you mean?
He was just sending me like really flirty texts.
Whoa.
And when you guys were in the escape room?
No, it was before this. And I was like, hey, I told my girlfriend, I was like, your boyfriend is texting me. And she just decided to bring it up in the middle of this escape room.
What? Oh my God. I have so many questions. But one is, why on earth would you ever agree to go into an escape room with a boyfriend who's hitting on you and his girlfriend?
I don't, that's a good question. I don't know. It was yeah. Bad.
Looking back on it, it's probably not a good idea.
No!
Yeah, it was a bad decision.
So they were arguing about you.
Yeah.
But what does that have to do with Nick and why you wouldn't be calling Nick back?
I just don't want to get in a relationship where our friends are like arguing and I'm the cause of it. I just want to stay away from all of it.
Oh, it sounds like so much good drama though, doesn't it?
Not for me.
I'm kidding.
Speaking of good drama, Nick is actually on the phone listening to this conversation and wants to talk to you.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, I am, unless he's hung up. Nick, are you there?
Yeah. Hey, Taylor.
Hello. Hey.
How's it going?
Fine.
This is awkward.
Yeah, everything's fine.
You knew why they were fighting? And it was all because of you?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Why did you feel like you had to lie to me?
I
feel like we had a good time. Like,
I just like didn't want to involve you more than you already were involved because it was just so weird.
And Nick, don't you think that's a positive thing? I mean, like, for once she was trying to like tamp down the drama instead of bring it up.
Yeah, I guess. It's just still a little suspicious.
Yeah.
Suspicious?
What do you mean suspicious?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you guys met. Like, are you guys still texting at all? And, like, is it still happening?
No, we are not texting. No.
Snapchatting?
I do.
Using that
none
one?
None of the above.
Oh, okay.
And you were never texting with him, right? You were just a recipient.
Yeah, I in no way encouraged him.
Well, how can I know that you're telling the truth about all this? My buddy wouldn't just come on to you for no reason. Like, you would have had to have done something or encouraged it.
What?
Right?
Okay, we're talking about Dan? Of course he would. That guy's a pervert.
Dan is not a perv. I've known him for like 15 years. Like, you know, we've been through a lot together. He can be a little wild, but he's definitely not a pervert in any way. And he's like really faithful.
Think about it. The girlfriend was yelling at the boyfriend. If the girlfriend thought that Taylor was involved, she would also be yelling at Taylor.
Exactly. Thank you.
That's not part of a girl code?
No.
No.
That just seems the way it is. Whenever somebody cheats, they always blame the person who their significant other cheated on with.
Totally.
Like, their significant other had nothing to do with it. I agree there. She'd probably be yelling at Taylor more than her boyfriend. Dan the pervert or whatever his name is.
He's not a pervert.
If I showed you some of the things he's been texting me, you would say something different.
Oh, really?
Eggplant emoji.
So let me get this straight. You're saying you've never flirted with him. You've never encouraged him to, like, keep texting you. And you guys have never, like, hooked up or done anything? Like, you're the innocent person in this whole thing?
Yes, that is what I'm telling you.
And, Nick, it sounds like you're trying to, like, pin her down and attack her for causing the drama.
It just is, yeah, I've known Dan for so long. It just seems so weird that this would be happening. I don't know what to think about it.
I am telling you the truth. Your friend is a creep. He's been texting me. His girlfriend got mad. I have nothing to do with it. I want to be completely out of it. I don't want to be involved.
Is that why you were so anxious to get out of the escape room?
Yes, I did not want to be around them. It was like a mistake that I went there.
Oh. Not a total mistake, right?
Oh, there we go. The so tune is changing.
All right, Nick still is.
Hey, Taylor, would you like to go on a second date with Nick? We will pay for it.
I'm going to have to say no because the situation is just too weird right now, and I like, need to wait till everything blows over.
I don't know what this has to do with you and I. Like, their problems are their problems. And I think you and I should focus on us and see, like, you know, what we could be. Because we did have a good time. You can't deny that.
I mean, we had a good time. I just can't. It's just too weird right now.
Taylor, I know there's all this drama going on between our friends, but I think there's something here, and that should be enough for us to go out again.
Yeah.
I think that means no.
It's just too weird.
Dang.
I just think there could be something here.
I mean, really, it sounds like everything just boils down to this other couple fighting. Don't you think that will blow over eventually and then you guys could go out?
I just still have to say no.
No for now, right?
Yes, no for now.
Okay.
So there's a chance at some point.
Maybe one day.
All right.
Oh, yay.
Maybe one day. I've never been so happy at the end of a second date.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.